When She Talks, I Hear the Revolution by Citrus Java. Faith knocks on the classroom window while Adina is finishing the second half of her econ test. Heads turn, people grumble. Faith winks, bravado curling the tip of her mouth like she's everything interesting in the world, the softest glimpse of shy beneath. And Adina's breath won't work unless she pays attention. Faith waves, almost coquettish. Hey, girlfriend. Bad time? The room supervisor is saying something, hard tones Adina's not sure Faith can even hear. She chews her gum once, jerks her head towards the path out of campus, eyebrows rising. You coming? For a wild moment, Adina considers she could actually do it. Leave the test. Go with Faith. She must have tensed, her muscles moving to stand, hesitating, or her face going bright with terror and thrill. Faith tenses like a hound, lithe and loose, draws a heart on the window, wriggles her eyebrows. Adina drops her pen and climbs out the window like some Disney princess. Do you trust me? It's such a tiny rebellion, she knows, but Adina's heart is racing and her smile is breathless. Faith slugs an arm over her shoulder, calculated to be messy and casual. Turns half a look back at the classroom, eyebrows twitching, showing Adina off. She won her from them. Faith is gorgeous, waving her confidence around like a crossbow, long strides in her boots like she could just as easily ballroom dance or break a vampire's neck with a kick. Adina's very much aware of her own gait, trying to glide gracefully while constantly tensing up for a potential fall. She wants to say, I wish I could move as well as you. Wants that even more than the ability to kick ass. She settles for, where are we going? Faith flashes a smile, holds Adina's eyes for a moment too long to be casual. Where'd you want to go, Dean? It's a clear invitation, and Adina does want to be all kinds of ravished by Faith. To be marked by that dark lipstick, wear it by proxy. But she knows better than to accept. For Faith, sex is always a test. With Faith, you don't even get to go through the walk of shame in the morning. You just get off and get gone. But I'm a good girl, Adina smiles, lets the humor show in her eyes. I've never been with a girl before. And she hasn't. Not like this. It's gonna be my first time, and damn it, I want it to be special. She gets just one more first time, one chance to make up for the other times she doesn't want to think about. Faith smiles, squeezes Adina's arm, her brow creases just a little, solemn and concerned, like she recognizes the truth in the banter. She isn't used to holding other people's vulnerability, Adina realizes. Faith's eyes dart away, like she's considering jumping over the dormitory fence and away from Adina. Before she breaks either of them. Hey, we're okay, Adina says, soft. Faith fidgets. I'm not big on the strawberry wine and 17, she says. And Adina realizes if this does happen, it will be all sorts of first for both of them. Of course not, Adina says. We're gonna do it to the Dresden Dolls or Bikini Kill. Faith laughs and her hand settles back on Adina's arm, only fingertips, shy but constant. So, what do you want to do? She asks, this time for real. Adina considers this. She wants to go on picnics, share popcorn, wants Faith's hand to stay where it is, wants Faith to know she can calm down with her. Wants to do something nice for her, something safe. Just something. To give Faith teddy bears or brush her hair and try on each other's clothes. Whatever it was girls did. Soup. She wants to make Faith soup, and she's never in her life made soup, so Faith might actually need those superpowers of hers just to withstand it. It doesn't really matter. It's weird. She thought being girly just came with being a girl. Turns out, she mostly just stayed herself. Faith sneaks them into a Cowboys game. has three hot dogs while Adina is still daintily chewing her first. Then there's a tackle, and Adina is standing and yelling, mustard flying, shirt riding up. And she looks down to catch Faith's appreciative smile, lingering to make sure it's noticed. Adina stammers, unsure how to react to being desired. She knows she's no beauty. She has a fat ass. But that look doesn't seem fake. She blushes, pulls her shirt down as she sits. Damn it! Open appreciation used to be her thing! Sleazy she can do, but pretty? Desirable? How are you supposed to react to that? Faith senses her discomfort, leans in close, snags a pickle off Adina's hot dog. Tells a story about fighting and monsters and nakedness. Lots of nakedness. And it turns out Faith's concentrated attention can distract Adina not only from e-contests, but also from football games, or blushing, or stories about nude crocodile fighting with priests. Faith's eyebrows are always twitching, challenging, hinting at all things wild, naughty, cynical, wicked. When she tries to look calm, they still work, furrowing just a bit, always on guard. Between the specks of laughter and challenge in her eyes, there's doubt. Adina wants to touch the tips of her fingers to the dip in Faith's brow, touch the worry pooling there, see if it would paint her hand. Faith is tough as iron, hard as nails, mistress of domination and slayer of all that is nasty and unjust. She tells Adina more, tells it like anecdotes about saving the world in her underwear, bragging while playing it down, offhand. Tilts her head in sharp movements, shrugs.
What?
Not even trying to fake believing it herself. Faith knows the whole slaying thing is full of shit and demands that knowledge from Adina. Adina does her best to go along and joke, not to shoot Faith too many admiring little glances. Thankful she'd been too shocked to talk the first time she saw Faith slay a vampire. After the game, they go for fries. Adina says she's paying this time, empties the contents of her wallet, the pink one, and they munch as they walk, Adina holding the ketchup-soaked box away from her clothes. Faith tells her about her watcher, the one who died, and for a moment she looks about 14. She wraps an arm around herself, holding together bits that didn't glue well, comforting and bristling, just in case Adina thinks to mention it. Faith kicks at a trash can, says she's not going to be some martyr, not giving up her life for this bullshit calling thing. It's all about who does the calling, she says, and in her case, it's a bunch of idiot douchebags who gave her superpowers in order to stay a bunch of rich, privileged idiot douchebags. The least she can do, she says, is take the powers and run. Maybe break a few of their other toys, she adds, eyeing an ATM. And Adina can't tell whether it's bravado, a joke, or for real. Faith wants to dance. Wants to dance with Adina. Her hand hovers past Adina's as they walk, and Adina wants to kiss her, but she's never made a move like that before, and she's not sure how. Girls are different. Girls are strong and brave. As Adina, she can't just smile and wait to be kissed by a cute chick like she could do before. Faith touches her hand, eye contact too long, and Adina catches a glimpse of question, something innocent and soft under the charm, not challenging like before. And this is it. This might be it, but... A car screeches by, beer bottle crashing into the wall right beside them. The driver snickering as he yells, "Fat-ass tranny dyke!" Adina tears away from Faith. Monkey's ass! That was her first lesbian almost kiss he ruined there. Looks around for anything. Grabs a mostly empty trash can, tosses it at the car's rear window. Paper wrappers in its wake like confetti. "Suck my dick!" she intones as it flies, feeling light and confident. This she can do. The window crashes, and the car fishtails and stops. The driver leans out, yelling and cursing, but doesn't leave the car. Faith is staring at Adina, fingers digging into her arm, her eyes wild, pupils so blown, and her gape is twitching into a smile. Maybe she'll get that first kiss after all. The end.